Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guests for the morning interview. I'm happy to have with me Christian Litton, the head of the Sitka High School Theater Department, Regan Weingard, a senior at Sitka High School, and also performing as Cass in this weekend's play, and Lazaria Kubaki, a junior at Sitka High School and playing Lois in the play. Thank you all for being here this morning.
Thanks, Brooke.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, thank you.
Good to have you here. And fun that we're going to be talking about something that's happening tonight and tomorrow night, something people can come out to. Mm-hmm. Maybe some folks went out last night. That was your premiere.
Yeah, our opening night was last night.
Opening night. Yeah. And what are we talking about, Christian?
We are doing a play. So every spring, Sitka High does a play. And this year we're doing a show called Wonder of the World. It's a comedy play. It's about a woman named Cass who discovers that her husband has kind of a dirty little secret. And so she decides that she needs to kind of go on this search for the life that she missed out on. And so she up and leaves him and heads to the honeymoon capital of the world and heads to Niagara Falls and goes on like kind of a little adventure of self-discovery and crosses paths with a bunch of fun, interesting characters, including an alcoholic, depressed, suicidal woman named Lois, who becomes kind of her sidekick.
Okay, yeah, sounds like a comedy.
Yeah, it's a comedy. It's really funny, and so a lot of really funny writing and funny characters, and it's a lot of twists and turns and really fun.
And some surprising characters that Cass meets along the way. Did I get that right, Regan? You're playing Cass.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so you're playing someone I'm guessing who's considerably older than you.
Yeah, we kind of know that she's been married for 7 years, so she's probably like early 30s is kind of our guess. Mm-hmm. So yeah, quite a bit older.
Yeah, and also married, so different from you in that way as well. I am a little curious about how you became this person that's very different from you, how you kind of just got into her mind and became this character.
Yeah, so the process is a lot of trial and error in our rehearsals. We kind of go in a way where you're just encouraged to try things out every rehearsal and try different things and just experiment until you kind of find what's right. And also, if you can't find it, that's when you turn to Christian and get some help.
Yes, have the expert give you a little bit of guidance. Was that a similar process for you, Lazaria, playing also probably someone extremely different from yourself?
Yeah, definitely. I'm not like an alcoholic in real life, so it's a little tricky to like always have a drink in hand and like be drunk most of the time. I think like seeing like other actors also doing that like helped me out, and like a lot of the stage directions are like pretty clear. And, like, having the props, it kind of just, like, sets me into, like, the vibe of, like, how Lois is.
Okay, great. So, yeah. And so when you talk about stage direction, that's the playwright's information about, like, Lois does this with her hand kind of thing.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that
and
in
like,
the script.
And, like, who her, like, character kind of is, like, with her husband and stuff who abandoned her.
Okay.
Like, just getting into that character, like, being super upset about being abandoned, so like just drinking her life away, basically.
Okay, yeah. Well, you mentioned prop, you have this flask in your hand, and I think that's one of the things that is kind of intriguing for people to come out to tonight and tomorrow night.
Yeah, this show has a lot of fun stuff in it. One of the side characters that is, it's a prop, but basically a character in the show is a barrel. There's a barrel that gets brought to the falls.
Of course.
And then there's a bunch of stuff that we have a lot of really incredible builders in this town and people that like to get involved with theater, and I was very lucky to get some of those people to come out and build some amazing things for this show. There's some really, really cool set pieces and props and things that are going to be really surprising for people. A lot of twists and turns along the way, and things that show up on stage are pretty fun.
Okay, great. So people can expect to laugh. It sounds like a little bit of mystery.
Yeah.
Some fun props and quite a cast of characters. We've got our two leads here, Cass and Lois, but how many people total are in the play?
It's 7 people, so there are 5 other actors. And a lot of fun characters like the captain of the Maid of the Mist, which is the boat that tours around the falls. Cass bumps into kind of a bumbling elderly couple that are really funny. And then there's her husband, Kip, who she you meet in the beginning of the play, and he comes back in at a certain point. And then another actor, Celine Newman, she is playing six different characters on stage, which is really fun. You get to see her kind of jump in and out of all these different characters that are really funny.
Okay, sounds entertaining. I want to talk now just a little bit about my two actors here, since I have you on. I'd love to know a little bit about your journeys as actors, people doing acting. Lazaria, I'll start with you. How long have you been performing?
I've been like doing theater and stuff since seventh grade. I did YPT. I did Matilda.
Just kind of so, decided out of the blue to try it, or what was your journey?
Yeah, a bunch of my friends were doing it, and they were like, "Hey, you should do this too." And I've like known what YPT was by like going to see the shows, and like they would bring like the key kids to like go see a preview, and it always like looked like so much fun. And then my friends were like, "Hey, come on, like you should join," and I had a blast. So I was like, "Yeah, I'll keep doing it." And I also went to fine arts camp and stuff, and so like there was a lot of like acting there, and like I just realized like how much fun it is, and like yeah, I want to keep doing this.
And then, is this your first time in high school production?
It's my second time now. I did the play last year.
Okay. So only your second play, though. All right. And you started in seventh grade, you said, at the high school. Okay. So kind of a new experience, but it sounds like you're hooked, like you enjoy it.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're only a junior, so you still have a little bit more time in Sitka High School. Don't have intentions yet beyond with theater. Do you know yet, or is that just too far away?
Not really. Yeah. Like, we'll see.
She's great. Definitely doing a play next year with me. That's
okay.
Yeah.
Regan, what about you? What's your journey been?
Yeah, so I did my first play last spring with Christian at the high school. And I kind of, the way I kind of got into that was through drama, debate, and forensics with Christian. I kind of peeked my head in freshman year, was a little too afraid. So came back sophomore year, actually committed. And then from there, you know, I did Sitka Fine Arts Camp basically every year and kind of started doing like improv classes there and other theater classes. And then I decided last year, after watching the production 2 years ago, I Hate Hamlet, that it was something I really wanted to do. It was like a group of people that I knew well from DDF, same kids, and it just looked like so much fun. So I did it last year, and then ended up also doing a production that Christian was also in the fall called Smokefall. We were both in that together.
And that was outside of the school system, so you really kind of like dove into theater, it seems like. Does that feel accurate?
Yeah, I think it does.
Okay. And you're a little bit closer to the end of your high school journey. Are you thinking more about what you might do theater-wise beyond, or is...
Yeah, it's still kind of a decision that's being actively made, but I'm hoping to minor in theater at the very least in college.
Great. Well, we can see both of you tonight.
Yep, tonight and tomorrow night.
Okay.
7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center.
And people get tickets at the door?
Yep, just at the door.
Okay, yeah. And before I let you all off the radio, I want to talk to you just a little bit, Christian, about the playwright, because this is a playwright that you particularly like.
Yeah, this is my favorite playwright. His name is David Lindsay Abaire. I've done two shows of his in the past, Ripcord and another one called Fuddy Mirrors. That was my very first production that I did at Sitka High. And he's a playwright. He writes a bunch of stuff that, you know, things that people would recognize, a pretty famous musical called Shrek the Musical. He did a bunch of movies. There's a movie called Inkheart that he did and stuff like that. And he writes movies, he writes plays, he writes musicals. He's either adjunct faculty or faculty at Juilliard right now, so living, and very, very funny. He writes incredible parts for women, and so typically his plays, pretty much all of his plays, it seems like, tend to star women in the leading roles. And I just really enjoy the way he writes and what he puts on the stage. It's really fun.
It sounds like humor is a big part of it.
Yeah, he's very funny. He's very witty. The way he writes dialogue is just, it feels so natural, but yet so funny.
Okay, great. Well, people can come out tonight to laugh, and also tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I've been speaking with Christian Litton. He's the head of the theater department at Sitka High School. Lazaria Kubaki, a junior at Sitka High School and playing Lois, and Regan Weingard, a senior at Sitka High School and playing Cass in tonight's play. Thank you all for being here this morning.
Thanks, Brooke.
Yeah, thank you.
Sure. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka.